Welcome to the Faith It Till You Make It podcast. My name is Aspasia Kumli Wood, and I am a mindset to heartset, manifestation, and spirituality teacher. My mission is to ignite your inner light, awaken the authentic self, and guide you as you manifest your daydream into reality. Confidence is sexy, so be you on purpose. I'm determined that we can change the world by changing ourselves first. Welcome to the Faith It Till You Make It podcast. Today I recorded outside, so I apologize in advance for any noise. Thank you. How are you guys doing? Happy almost full moon and happy almost Thanksgiving from here. I'm jumping in online because I want to talk today about expectations. And expectations are a big, I don't like to use the word block, but it can really block our personal development journey. It can block our relationships. It can block our business strategy. It can block a lot of things that we're working on. So expectations. So what are expectations, and why do we and how do they block us? So I'm gonna just write here the title. Okay, awesome. I'm so happy. I'm seeing a lot of my people here. So how are you guys doing? If you have any questions for me, just let me know and I will reply to you live here. I want to talk about expectations, and I know that a lot of us have done this quote-unquote mistake, and why how expectations are a block, and what is the difference between goal setting and expectations. So yes, in Greek, prosdokias. So it's a different thing when we talk about goal setting, intention setting, desiring something. It's different with expectation. So we want to, so in my coaching calls with my clients, or in my group coaching calls, or so when we do coaching, so what it is, so coaching is I want a result. Something is not working in my life, and there is a positive result that I could have, and working towards that result, we need to set some goals. We need to set some intentions, and we need to start working on what it is that we have to achieve. So there is like breaking down the steps to success. So that is goal setting and having a clear intention. That's what we talk about a lot, especially around the new moon. We talk about intention setting and why intention setting is really important. What we're talking about today, though, is that when we set our intentions, when we set our goals, when we do the actions that we have to do in order for our goals to be achieved, there is something that can get in the way. And what can get in the way is the expectation. And expectation, a lot of times, seems like a healthy thing to do. It seems like, you know, that it's part of the game, right? When I desire something, I'm expecting it to go right. I'm expecting it to go in one way. But the thing with expectations is that it literally keeps us in the vibration of needing. It keeps us in the vibration of not having. When I have the expectation, it means that I'm not allowing myself to receive anything that is outside of the outcome that, so basically you have an outcome, but the way you can receive that outcome, let's say more clients, can be through different ways. You're gonna do the actions, you're gonna do the grounded business plan, you're gonna do all the things that you need to do, but without expectation. and why that is. You don't need expectation for you to be productive. You don't need expectation to be efficient. And especially when you're working with future pacing and manifestation techniques, along with your grounded plan, expectations can really attach you to the result. And when we're attached to the result, we don't see clearly. We don't see clearly because we are attached to the need of having it. When we work from a place of needing, everybody can sense that. Our clients can sense that. Our relationships can sense that. Our accountant can sense that. When we act from a place of need, we act from a place of weakness. We don't act from our strength. We don't act from our power. And our inner power and inner strength lie on trust and faith that we're doing the best we can. We're doing the best job. We are doing an excellent job in what it is that we have to be doing. We are excellent. And that's what I always teach my students in my academy. It's not about competition. It's not about perfection. It's about excellence. And if we are excellent with ourselves, we don't need expectation. Expectation is not needed. Being excellent with myself means that I am competing with the better version of myself. And while doing that, when I have done all the work, all the steps, when I have done all the things that I need to be doing, because a lot of people, a lot of us, and I see it in my students and in my clients, we don't set the right goals and then we don't do the right action. We don't take the right action. But I'm talking about, because we've talked about goal setting, we've talked about right action, we've talked about inspired action. Today, I wanted to talk about expectation. Because once you've done the goal setting, once you've done the right steps, detach from the expectation of the result. Detach from the needing of having that result. And although that is a very logical thing, because logically, if you do attach to the result, there is a big need behind it, and that need can blind you. And need is one of the things that make people do bad investments, emotional investments, which are not the best, will not bring them the best return on investment. And that's, I'm talking about financial investments here. But also, in expectation keeps you in the loop of thinking and believing that you don't have what it is that you want yet. It is a place of weakness, and you don't want to be there. So now I'm going to use a lot of esoteric teachings, like Buddhism and other esoteric philosophers, that they always said, detach from the result. Detach from whatever it is that you're asking to receive. Because that detachment gives you space, more space to think, more space to be able to take more action, clarity, and it also gives you the opportunity to receive something better. And that is the trick. Because when we plan with our logical minds. And as I've said again and again, and I go into it in my academy in such depth that you won't believe it, we have a conscious mind that makes the decisions, which is 0.006%. And then we have the other part of our mind, which is the powerful side of our mind that we're not using right now. It's the unconscious mind, and it's the 99.994%. And so when we are detached from expectation, what happens is we are allowing the other part of our minds, which is unlimited in comparison to our conscious mind, to send us new information, new ideas, and new opportunities that are, so we're still going towards our goal. We're still, you know, focusing on our intention, but we're detaching from expectation. And that is a thing that I had to learn as a solo entrepreneur. And it's not the easiest thing to do, but definitely it is one of the most grounding things that I've ever done in my life. As soon as I detached from expectations, I stepped into that place in myself that already has everything. So when I'm not in an expectation mode, I believe more in myself, I'm more grounded, I have better clarity, and a lot of the times I see that when I don't have expectations, there are things in my journey that I don't need. I don't need those things in my journey. So I'm just like, oh, okay, I don't need this. Goodbye. I don't need this. Goodbye. So losing expectation is also the best way to find clear mind. It's the best way to become cool-headed, and it's the best way to step into that business, even if you're not a businessman. A lot of times I tell my clients, and that's something I teach you in the academy in the 6 weeks, and the English group is still on for 2 more days. I'm enrolling, so please check it out, link in my bio. One of the things that I teach is also how to be your own business manager of your life, and we do those things for our businesses, but it's also amazing to start doing it on ourselves, because why not? Why be a victim of circumstances, and why leave your emotions to control your life? Why leave all those unnecessary expectations or unnecessary negative emotions that come with expectations to rule your life? Join my academy and learn how to take the power of your life back, to control your emotions, to release negative emotions, to control your mind, to use the power of the subconscious mind to unlock your the gifts and the talents that you have within you. All that in 6 weeks. You're going to be the master of your mind. You're going to be the master of manifestation techniques and how to use energy and spirituality to attract anything you want in your life, and how to apply all those tools and techniques to attract your life partner, more love, and more money. So it's 6 weeks. We meet 12 times in those 6 weeks. My internet went down. So it's 6 weeks. We meet 6 times live on a live group call video where you ask me questions and I answer them. And then we meet 6 more times where I teach you all the tools and techniques, which you keep recorded forever. So there's going to be a membership site where you will have access to all the videos, all the meditations, the hypnoses, the book, and the exercises forever. So thank you for being here with me. Think about what I said. Lose the expectations. You don't need them to be grounded. When you lose expectations, you get more grounded in your goal setting. Lots of love from Arizona, and happy Thanksgiving tomorrow, you guys. Bye. Bye.